This morning's society now, and we're talking about resume fillers. Yeah, volunteering, things like that. The sort of things you put on your CV and hope it makes the difference, gives you the edge. Although in an ideal world, you'd be doing these things out of the goodwill of one's heart, going out, donating time to provide a social good, to help with a cause close to your own heart. Is there a danger that volunteering has become a little bit more cynical and therefore less helpful? Rafael Rashid, good morning to you.
Good morning, Alex.
Good to have you here. So, I mean, this idea of specs, we hear it everywhere. It's not just about volunteering. Of course, it might be an extra course, could be just a way of boosting your qualifications.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure most of our listeners will know what specs are, but just in case, I'll go through it. You know, specs are qualifications, certificates, experiences, internships, maybe contests, extra exam results. Basically, as you said, anything to fill your CV or resume to make it shine, I guess. It's a way for you to boost or rant about yourself. And spec is a short form of specification. As we all know, the specifications of a computer means, you know, it means its performance. You read a computer's specifications to compare performance. So spec has come to mean that in a similar way, that you're basically competing with one another. And expressions like upgrade your spec are common at South Korean schools, or I'll be working on my spec during the school holiday. You simply cannot escape it. Many parents believe that spec are good for their children, and they think the more specs you have, the higher chances you have to getting into a better school.
But this whole spec culture, it's not just for schools, is it?
Right. So I mean, it starts at school, but ultimately accumulating specs continues for job applications in order to secure good workplaces. The common belief, again, is that more specs, the more you collect, the more likely you are to be employed at a good company. And as a result, the competition to collect specs is increasing, including the tendency to postpone university graduation to build up specs and gain as many qualifications and experiences as possible.
Again, this might sound a little idealistic, but if I were an employer, I'd want to recruit people based on merit, not necessarily how well decorated their CVs are.
You know, interestingly, the trend of accumulating specs for CVs seems to have actually increased recently. So-called experience specs, including staying overseas or doing community service, are becoming more and more important, it would seem, compared to actual academic specs like TOEIC scores. So according to the job portal website JobKorea, it was found that recent college graduates who were recruited by Korea's top 1,000 companies, they had an average GPA of 3.7 out of 4.5, and this was true in both 2017 and 2018. But one stark difference the website found was the ratio of people holding certificates was much higher this year at 67.1% compared to last year, which was 53%. So the number of people who have these certificates or who have won competitions or who have stayed overseas has risen, despite the fact that TOEIC scores have dropped significantly. So this suggests that companies are looking at so-called all-round applicants. After all, during job interviews, you know, your job interview will usually start with introduce yourself question.
Yeah, well, that can be very helpful, though, not just to find out what someone's done, but how they see themselves and also how articulate they are. Are you a spec person, Raphael? Do you actually enjoy volunteering, for example?
if I'm perfectly honest, not really. I personally find it very artificial. My distaste or displeasure at volunteering started a few years ago. I was with a few friends, and they asked me if I wanted to join them to donate some scarves to old men and women who push cartons in the street. And it was December. I thought it would be a lovely thing to do. And it was organized by the district office, the Kuchong, and it was on Christmas Eve, actually. And we were divided into teams. And like I said, the task was to find as many homeless people or carton pushing people as possible and give them scarves. Then we had to take a photo or a selka and send it back to the district office, and the team that sent the most photos would win a prize.
That seems like it's aimed at just making sure people are doing the volunteering, though.
Well, in a way, yes, but at the same time, I found the snapping of pictures quite awkward and disingenuous, because we're literally going around finding a homeless person, putting a scarf around their neck and quickly snapping a photo, going to the next person. It just felt a bit like a zoo. And once we were done, I was like, okay, well, now that we have this fuzzy feeling, it's Christmas Eve, time to go home. But no, my group said, no, we can't. We have to go back to the city office, because we had to go collect our certificate. And I was very shocked. I didn't realize we were doing this for a certificate. I thought we were doing this because, to help people in need. And while working in a Korean company, we had to do this compulsory volunteering again at Christmas. And this time we had to play with children who came from broken families, essentially. I had to dress up as Santa Claus, even though I didn't want to. My boss forced me to distributing presents, and we took photos and we were playing with the kids. We ordered pizzas because some of them didn't have the privilege of eating pizza before. And then after playing, the kids start, when it was time to leave, the kids started crying and they were begging for us to stay. And they were like, please come back, please come back. And my colleagues, some of them felt obliged, and they said, yes, I'll see you soon. But that obviously never happened, and I felt extremely bad. And the reason for volunteering was to upload photos on our company website and Facebook page to show that we were a socially responsible company. I found the entire experience quite sickening, to be honest. And every year we would have to do these kind of volunteering activities just for the photo. I'm all for helping people in need or those from disadvantaged backgrounds, but I don't believe in the temporary nature of relief that lacks sincerity. If I do participate in such activities, I'd want to do so for myself and not have to do it to flaunt to other people. And I don't think a certificate or a photo is necessary, to be honest.
So, but if some people say, well, if that culture means more people are volunteering, then still it means more volunteering than would happen otherwise. But your problem with it is that the nature of the volunteering means it might even be counterproductive? Or?
Yeah, because like in the case of the kids, I think if you want to actually help, you have to go to see these kids on a regular basis, not a one-off stunt. We all have our reasons to volunteer and not volunteer, but me personally, I don't have too much time at the moment, so I'd rather not commit myself because I know that I will not be able to regularly go. That's my biggest issue is the whole volunteering scene. I think a person's resume ultimately should not be the total number of certificates, but should be, her or his story. We are all different, and we thrive at different things, and we should focus on what we like. And there are, of course, other things at hand, attitude, aptitude, willingness to learn, you know, how a person can contribute to a company or to society or to the university. And, you know, without trying to sound like BTS, it's about being yourself, about loving yourself. And it's not about being someone else or about faking it.
Well, we might add to that about truly loving others, because there is something about giving your time or giving anything that hopefully draws out that part of yourself. And if you are just thinking of the selfie, then maybe you're not either reaping those benefits for yourself as well as the others. Rafael Rashid, we've got to leave it there. This Morning Society, thank you very much.
Thank you.